And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
We got to do a dramatization or a movie version of Chet Holmgren and his cousin Greg.
Nicholas Brock.
That's a great idea.
Oh,
yeah.
God, like yes. He's going to have to drop 60 pounds. All right, welcome to the latest edition of What Did I Miss? It is, it's July, mid-July. So yes, there's stuff going on, Kevin Durant still in net, Kyrie still in net, Donovan Mitchell still a Jazz. We don't have any speculation and we don't want to do any more. So quite frankly, meh. But I will say this, Chet Holmgren is skinny. Jerome is here today confirming it.
Yes.
Saw it correct. In person. Mm-hmm. CJ Toledano is joining us, a new dad with, weirdly enough, a garbage onesie in the background. How is that dad life treating you?
You know what? You still found a way to criticize the onesie. That is my son's favorite item, despite not knowing what the world is right now. But
exactly.
It was intentional. It was intentional. Thank you.
Start him young.
It's like the tiniest.
I know. Well, so, like, we have two bins of Anthony Edwards, Zion Williams. Like, this isn't his only onesie. So that was like the gift everyone was giving me. So I'm very excited for him to grow into these things.
This is awesome, by the way. It's called grooming, Jerome. I don't know if you watch the news at all, but that's what he's doing now.
I thought we were just like questioning. Like, no. So, the other sense, I'm like, I just woke up and got back from a long trip. This is a harsh turn.
Yeah. So Jerome and I switched places. I'm now in Las Vegas. He's back home. Yep. So we're like, we're doing the rounds.
Mm-hmm. And I'm heading there tomorrow.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I'm a second summer league person, which is second weekend, which everyone is like, you're making the worst decision. Why are you even going? And I'm like, I don't like the crowds.
Thank you. I was going to say, I'm here for the Spurs, but I don't like the crowds either. I purposely stayed at a different hotel to not be sort of in it, right? Because then you have the choice. You can go over there, but then you can also leave and gamble in your own casino. And let's be honest, that's what we're
Beads,
here for.
I'm staying at my mom's house.
Wait, your mom lives here?
A lot of Filipino moms migrate to Vegas. It's like they move from the Philippines to the States, to the East Coast, and they go, I need my warm weather climate, and then they move to Vegas, and they blow all their savings on the slots. So,
the slots got me. Well, that's actually, you're the best of both worlds, and it's hot a hell. We're going to do one of our fun Emmy shows today, because the Emmy nominations came out, and on this podcast, we watch sports, but we also consume a hell of a lot of television, and we are proud of that. And Jerome, you are actually taking over the MC duties today, is that right?
Yes, I have, I might be jinxing it right now, but I have an active and working internet connection, so
definitely
I am tapping
it
in right now for Paige.
All right, so we're doing it. We're doing this. You've got questions for us. We're asking them. It's all Emmy-related.
It's Emmy-related. It's Would You Rather. It's a number of sports-related questions, but we're putting in characters from Emmy-nominated shows.
Okay. God, I hope I remember them all. Okay,
yeah,
I can do this.
There's
I can
a
do
ton
this.
Of
By
stuff.
The way, there are no spoilers, and if they are spoilers to you, get over it.
That's yeah,
it. Watch the shows. I hate
watch
shows.
The shows. Yeah. They're nominated
Thank
for
you.
Emmys.
Yeah, my job is not to know what you are in your life. You need to figure that out. All right? Okay, so here
get your
we
priorities
go.
Together. Watch television. The world is
Thank
bad.
You. I'm already caught up on Love Island, all right? And I watched it in bed last night in Las Vegas. That's the kind of loser you're looking at right now, ladies and gentlemen. I Hulu'd on my computer. All right. Joel, take it away.
All right, we're going to start foundational when it comes to your sports team. Coaching is important. Would you rather be coached by Logan Roy or Ava Coleman, principal from Abbott Elementary?
Oh, gosh. All right,
you go
CJ,
first.
You take
I have
that.
One.
Okay. You go first because I'm thinking about it. They're both
I'm going to go Ava Coleman. Janelle James, I mean, I've known her as a stand-up for a long time. And so I've seen, it's like watching a coach, coaching overseas, and they're just like tearing up the overseas leagues. And you're like, one day this person's going to head coach in the NBA. And they got their spot and it took one season, So I'm going to go Ava Coleman, Janelle James. She's awesome.
She's like the Udoka of the coaching right now. She's crushing
not like
it.
The David Blatt of
no, not
that
no.
Was,
although
the bad example.
Not his fault. You know whose fault that was. Let's just look at that onesie in the background. Figure that out.
Baby LeBron.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna. This is so anti how I am as a because I'm not a good team player. but I probably need a Logan Roy as a coach. I think the shittier you treat me, the more angry I will get. And hopefully, instead of running away, that will actually bring out my best. So I'm going to go with Logan Roy, although I would be terrified on a daily basis of practice.
I would want to read the Athletic investigative piece on Logan Roy as a coach.
Oh, he's going to make Bobby yeah. Knight look like a puppy dog, like a gentle, sweet boy. But yeah. Okay. I like that one.
Let's move to the business side, a little player management, things like that. Would you rather have Tom Wamsgans or Siobhan Roy be your general manager?
Ooh, that's easy. Well, wait a minute. Is it okay? I'll go first on this one. So obviously, this is a heavy succession category, as it should be. One of the best shows of all time.
Husband versus wife.
I thought it was going to be easy, and I was going to say Siobhan, and then I realized at the end of last season, we started to see a little dog, perhaps, in Wamsgans. So he's a manipulator, I think. I'm going to go with Tom. I think he's about to show that he's a sneaky, sneaky, tricky little dude, and that might be a good thing as a GM.
Yeah. I gotta go, Siobhan. I mean, the thing is, redheads, I'm married to one. Oh. They're just like, they're gonna get what they want. And I know from experience, and I watch that show, and I'm like, I've known this is how all this is gonna go down. So
I've known from the hair color this whole time.
If this is a succession world of sports, ooh, I mean, Siobhan is like a genie bus in this situation.
Yeah,
right?
that's a great comparison.
Is that good or bad right now?
We don't know.
There's a weakness that we're seeing right now. So I'm like, ooh, and I hate to admit it, because I want the woman to crush. Right. She was a badass up until the end of last season. And now I'm starting to think he's about to do something bad.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. We're gonna take it to the streets right now. We're going to have a 3-on-3 recreational match.
Yes. Yes.
It is the Vampires of What We Do in the Shadows versus ooh, the Sleuths of Only Murders in the Building.
Mm. Oh, see, I haven't watched that one yet, but I am familiar with the vampires. What do you think, CJ?
I mean, this is kind of like, it's like the young generation, like the John Morant, Zion, Anthony Edwards versus like the LeBron, Melo, you know what I mean? Steve Martin Short, like, and then plugged in with like an Anthony Davis. I'm going to go Only Murders in a Building.
92 Dream Team versus Redeem Team.
Yeah.
You are, okay.
But I'm going to go with the older crew. They're just legends, and they know what they're doing out there.
I'll be honest with you. This is for 3-on-3, right?
Yep.
We're literally talking about vampires versus mere mortals. Yeah, this is a no-brainer. I'm like, these dudes will fly away. The one guy's got such a tongue on him. He's so sarcastic and awesome. Yeah, so I'm gonna go vampires on this one. It's too easy. They've got powers we don't have.
All right. we are now sending both of you into the Squid Game.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to have a number of rapid
you're
fire.
You're dead, CJ.
Would you rather?
I would be dead. I would be like, not even in the cold open of Squid Game. It'd be like, he's done.
I would have already killed three people, and they're like, we haven't started yet. I'm like, my bad.
Your name is getting erased as the credits are going.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we started.
CJ Nevermind is how I'd be listed.
He's not here. Okay, right,
so
I love this.
This is a rapid fire, would you rather? These are teammates that you could have. First one, Ted Lasso or Janine Teagues, Quinta Brunson off of Abbott Elementary. Ooh. Two positive-minded people, but I don't know what it's like in a Squid Game.
Good Lord, we're screwed if they're our teammates, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm going Quinta. I mean, teachers, you just got to go a teacher
a
over a
point.
Coach. Yeah.
And she's cute, and she thinks, but you know what? I just thought of a thing. Ted Lasso's got that dark side in him. He's got that weird depression coming out. There might be a little something in there
that could help us.
Right.
I don't know if that helps.
He might surprise us when he's like up against. I'm going to go Ted Lasso here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's fun. Martin Short or Steve Martin?
Oh, come on. That's just
Steve Martin.
Wrong thing. Steve Martin. I have to.
Yeah.
Steve Martin all day, every day.
Yeah.
Right. No offense to Martin Short, but come on.
One of the goats.
God.
Tommy Lee or Pamela Anderson?
Pamela. Pamela. Lily James crushed that. She's like one of my, I'm so glad she got nominated.
She did.
She's so good. Like, so there were parts where I'm like, is that Pamela Anderson? Did they go back in time and get, it's just like.
I agree.
Yeah, it was incredible.
I agree with you on that one. I mean, the only thing about Tommy Lee that's holding me back is he literally got hurt, I think, on the first show of the stadium tour about a month ago. So that worries me a little bit. Wow. But he's crazy.
You want a wild card maybe at the Squid Game? Is that good or
could
bad?
Help. I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm going to go. It that's the thing. I'm gambling right now with my life, literally. But I'm gonna go Tommy Lee.
All right. Wow. And kind of following the themes of the show, like I like a corruptible protagonist. So we have Sandra Oh's Eve from Killing Eve.
Oh, gosh.
Or Jason Bateman as Marty Bird from Ozark.
Ooh, they both have gone over to the dark side.
Yeah.
At times.
You go first. God. I'm gonna build my answer on your move.
Well, thing about that's a tough one too, because they've got blood on their hands. There's also the part of me that's still a strongly heterosexual American female, and I will always have a crush on Jason Bateman. And because of that, I will pick him. Look, we may die, but we're gonna die together, and maybe we get to make out. So I'm gonna go Jason Bateman.
A little sneak away to the washroom.
Right? There was a moment of love on Squid Games. Like, there was a moment. Yeah. There you go.
And I'm going to go Sandra Oh just because men are bad. Like, we can't trust men right now. And I'm not saying I'm not trying to be like right now.
As opposed to
just right now, just in the last few years. Just,
yeah. So we
just got to go Sandra Oh on this one. Eve.
All right. God, that's a good one.
CJ, I'm sorry we brought you on the show. This is not a personal attack on the Lakers, but they do have a habit of somewhat questionable free agents. So I'm looking ahead. And who are we signing between Rue from Euphoria or Kendall Roy from Succession? Two projects, if you will.
Gosh.
I mean, you know you were going Kendall Roy just because he's older. You know what I mean?
It's a great point. And he's tiny, which seems like a smart move.
Yeah.
Like a really smart move for the Lakers right now.
And his huge personality is making way more headlines. So that's why I'm thinking Kendall Roy, yeah.
I think if it was any other team, I think it's obviously Rue / Zendaya, who's a perfect human being.
Let's not forget her episode where she was dodging the cops the entire time.
I'm saying she ran for 27 miles in that episode. And she's also tall. So that's not what the Lakers want. They want whatever's the worst possible choice. So I think I'm going to go with Kendall Roy. Well, let's not even get started on that situation. CJ, you're coming on for a whole episode about Anthony Davis and what's your problem? That's what's going to be called.
It'll be a scroll and I'll be like, all right,
just do your job. That's all we're asking
Shoot
you to do.
Basketballs okay, that was perfect. At some point. Yeah,
God, that's okay. It. Anyways. Play center. Shut up.
Other episode.
That was a good one, Jerome. I like that one a lot.
Okay. We're going to actually take a quick break here.
Perfect.
We're just going rapid fire through it. We'll see you back on the other side for more.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Are we back, baby? Let's be back. Jerome's emceeing this thing. I'm just sitting back.
This is a fun game. I was like,
I love this game.
Yeah, put us on the clock.
Right? Okay.
Beads, you're in Vegas. You're going to do some betting right here. $100. Ooh. Who is going to catch a fly ball? Is it Jason Bateman or Brian Cox?
Brian Cox is a foreigner. All right. What does he know about America's pastime?
Let's not do bias for your boyfriend, obviously.
Obviously, my boyfriend is in this one again. No, the reason I am picking Jason Bateman, all kidding aside, is he's like almost at every Dodgers game. And he has pretty decent seats. Like, I believe they're on the first base side. Kind of low. So I think if he hasn't already, he definitely would catch it. He's 100%.
Yeah. I'm Bateman, too. Same reasons. Yeah. I mean, also just like youth. Youth is important there. Yeah. I think Brian might just get too frustrated.
Bless his heart.
Yeah.
But he'd be fun to sit next to you during a baseball game.
Yeah.
That I would choose. Yeah.
All right. Game-winning shot. What I have chosen for both of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Are trained assassins. The best shots in the game.
Damn.
We have Barry versus Villanelle.
Who are you picking? I knew you were going to do that to us. Okay. Man. Go ahead, CJ.
I'm going to go. Wait, what was the other? It was Barry or?
Yeah.
Villanelle from Killing Eve.
Killing Eve.
Oh.
Jodie Comer.
Best characters of all time.
I'm going to have to go Barry. I mean, just shout out to my guy, Bill Hader, has come through and doesn't do bad projects. So I'm thinking the actor Bill Hader and the character, like, he's just like consistent. He shows up. So I'm going to go Barry.
Character wise, both loose cannons that you can't necessarily depend on. Yeah. Keep that in mind.
As a character, yeah.
That one's a tough one because I genuinely love Bill Hader in everything. But there's something about her that's a little more clutch feeling to me. Mm-hmm. The pressure never seems to bother her at all. She almost thrives in it, quite frankly. So I think I'm going to go Villanelle on this one.
Wow. Okay. I don't think you're going wrong either.
I don't either. That was that was a good tough one.
Well, we're obviously all experts in the media.
Obviously.
So we're calling the NBA game now. Ooh. Who would you rather, John Oliver or Trevor Noah?
Oliver. Oh, come on.
I got to go Oliver.
God, can they do it together? Like, I feel like together would be perfect.
Yeah, that would be great.
Is John Oliver British Jeff Van Gundy at this point then?
I mean, yeah.
Well, you know, his wife's family owns the Pistons.
What?
Yeah, he has a strong connection to the Pistons. I don't know if that doesn't matter in this game, but like...
How did I just now find this out?
Yeah.
How does he not do a local broadcast?
I know. Right? Well, he did some work when I was at the Pistons. He had done some work with us. He's a basketball fan. That's Pistons connection. Awesome. So the Van Gundy thing was dead on. But he, to me, is like... he's like a brain, you know? Trevor Noah is like... Who's on the come... Trevor Noah is kind of like a Richard Jefferson, you know?
That's the thing, which I don't mind. See, they both have very different qualities that together would make the... Because Trevor Noah can do accents like nobody's business. And I do think that would be fun to listen to if he did like radio play-by-play. But I think John Oliver's ability, as we've seen through on the show over and over again, to deliver it serious things, but also not serious things, and do it all in sort of the same tone is perfection. I think I'm going to go John Oliver here as well. That's a tough one, though. Yeah. I want them together.
I think ultimately what we decided, this is a wash, and we just decide, like, we created our new broadcast team.
100%. Like, we don't even need a play-by-play. We just need these two color analysts. Right. And let them go. Just let them go. God.
CJ, this one's for you.
Okay.
It's a life decision. It's a real crossroads right now. Would you rather never watch a Lakers game again?
Damn.
Or when you watch, every player looks like Cousin Greg.
Oh my God. Awesome. I'm going to go the Cousin Greg game. I mean, I was contemplating not watching a Lakers game ever again after last season. So
that's fair.
I was default to the latter. So yeah.
Damn, that's a good one. Look, we can poo poo on Cousin Greg because of who he is on the show and the awkwardness that he delivers, but let's not pretend like Cousin Greg in real life isn't slaying the ladies right now. Okay,
the game right now
he is in every hot spot globally at the moment. Like wherever he needs to be, it's Hamptons. Wherever he is there, and I don't have any doubt he's crushing.
He's
so
maximized all his talents and qualities.
Right, he's doing what you're supposed to do when you're a hot star. Yeah. So I don't mind watching Cousin Greg in five positions for 3 minutes. I'm all in on this. Actually, yes, Cousin Greg.
All right,
I would watch Lakers.
Scouting report. You have two skills you can go for. You can choose one or the other. You can either have, and we already talked about them, the quickness of Rue or the height of Cousin Greg.
Do I get to look like Rue too? Because that's a unicorn. Okay. How tall are you, CJ? How tall is Cousin Greg? Like 7'4" or something?
Yeah, he's tall. Yeah, I mean, what?
Pushing eight. We're thinking like...
Eight? Like Chet Holmgren style? Pushing eight.
Eight with sneakers on.
Is Chet Holmgren swaggy Cousin Greg?
Stop. Take it back.
Oh my God. We got to do a dramatization or a movie version of Chet Holmgren and his Cousin Greg.
Nicholas Brock.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. God, yes. Cousin he's going to have to drop 60 pounds.
Seven, by the way.
He's not.
That is, I'm guessing I'm getting this from Paige. I'm going to
That's even
assume.
Taller than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Damn, he's not playing. All right.
I'm going to
what's the question?
On
So the quickness of Rue or the height of Cousin Greg?
Yeah.
6'7" is freakishly tall. Like I'm looking at a hotel bed right now and I'm thinking 6'7" ain't going to like this bed. Also, if I want to be Zendaya in any capacity you'll allow me. So I will take that as well.
All right. DJ?
Oh, he went Rue, didn't you?
Yeah,
you went Rue first.
Right away.
Okay. He's like Rue.
All right. Fashion icons, the both of you. I'm going to ask this question.
Obviously, yeah.
Would you rather have team uniforms modeled after the style of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel or RuPaul's Drag Race?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Either way.
That's I was gonna say RuPaul is like, yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race. I would pick, but I also would. I know this is a snub. Gemstones, and I was tweeting about it yesterday. If we
That's a really good one.
Yeah, it's that sort of tacky '80s evangelical.
Exactly.
Not. I don't think there are a lot of natural fibers in there.
Could that only team be like the Utah Jazz in that case? If that's what we're.
I mean,
the Mountain Jerseys. Yeah, unless you put. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although let's not overlook the Orlando, Floridas of the world. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's either that. What is that? '40s, '50s, '60s style. It's a lot of skirts, but it's also a lot of dresses and stuff on RuPaul. You know what? I like the colors of Drag Race. I'm going to go colorful on that one.
I also want to see just the amount of like effort with heels.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And what are they? Death drops? I got to learn how to do a death drop. Mm. And then I'm killing it.
I think actually, even if we're not dressing that way, all charges in the NBA now need to be death drops.
Every single time. Yeah. Man, you'd get a whole new crowd, like a whole new audience. I know the NBA ratings are, you know, you can argue them if you want, but it would help. Yeah. It would help. Yeah. Yeah.
You take it to the referee decision and they just come back. They slayed.
I can't even pretend to do a death drop. I would literally never get up again.
I mean, you're in the right place to start practicing.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, yeah. All right. We're looking for a superstar. Who are you building your team around? Is it Seung Gi-hun, winner of Squid Game?
Gosh.
Or is it he's there, he's everywhere, he's Roy Kent?
Oh, come on. I mean, this is these are two characters I've loved.
Yeah.
Mm.
What are you doing, CJ?
I'm going Roy Kent.
Superstar. Yeah. Roy are Kent? You?
Yeah.
It's the rap that did it for me in season whatever that was.
Yeah.
The rap that he did for his dad was perfect. So I'm going to go him too.
Okay.
Although I don't know, season two of Squid Games is going to be interesting. Yeah. We'll see.
We'll find out then.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-game, national anthem. Who would you rather sing it? Mm. Is it Kieran Culkin or Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh man.
You're getting two entirely different.
I want to hang out with both of them. Yeah, hardcore. Okay. Whew. Yeah, getting two things.
I'm going to go Jennifer Coolidge. I know the Kieran performance was incredible, but Jennifer Coolidge's voice is like hard to beat in anything, you know?
It's iconic. I feel iconic. It's like
the Fergie anthem that we actually asked for.
Yeah, exactly.
Jerome, you're in my head. I was literally thinking that. I was thinking All-Star Fergie. Like, that's how I envision it, but better.
Sexy, obviously. Sultry.
Yes.
In tune.
Maybe she does her little, like, Legally Blonde pop that she shows her. Yep. Like, there's just a lot. But I will say this. For me, Kieran, you don't know what he's going to do. If for some reason he feels off, because let's be honest, singing the national anthem sometimes feels like it takes 20 minutes. Yeah. And I feel like he would at the 1 minute mark, because if you've seen him accept awards and stuff, he gets awkward real fast and then kind of goes off a tangent. I think I'd like that. I think I like the idea of him about halfway through just doing something else. So I think
also, if it's like more like Roman Roy, Kieran Culkin, yeah. I think it could be like a very detached anthem. Maybe something
and obscene.
Just, you know?
Obscene. He's going to add some weird sexual innuendo like all throughout it, which I want to see how he, as a person who loves to add that.
Turns into a dick.
Right? Flick. He's going to make it gross and I just want to know how. So
which,
yeah,
by the way,
I'm going to go that.
I don't know if you guys remember, we just watched it the other day. Jennifer Lopez, when she's saying America the Beautiful or whatever during the
Inauguration.
And she threw in Let's Get Loud. I'm like, we got to do that. Dead. I know these are supposed like
was amazing
prized pieces of our history. But come on, if you're Jennifer Lopez or any of these characters, add your flair. We want that.
Make it your own, man. Yeah. Make it your own.
It's all good. About the remix.
It's all about the remix. I like that.
All right, this is our final question here. We have a really good sports career, but obviously sports is in the window. We want to expand. We need a brand manager. You're going to pick between two people. It's Issa Dee from Insecure or Keely Jones from Ted Lasso.
Oh, I love both of them.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm going Issa Dee. Yeah.
I love her so much.
Yeah.
You know, I am too. They're both obviously badass chicks who have sort of like figured out a way to build themselves up and make something happen. Issa to me is more relatable, like whether it be like, you know, her sex life, her friendships, her all of it. To me, it's all relatable. It's a hot mess.
I mean,
most
if you
can
join the friend group as part of it, right? Yeah.
And her skin, I mean, this is just a Michelle Beadle moment I'm gonna have. Her skin to me is the most perfect. I've never seen anything more luminous and perfect in my entire life.
Yeah.
So it's like in the Zendaya thing. It's like, I don't understand I'm a human, you're a human, but why are you so different from me? That's not fair. That's how I feel about Issa.
I'm really excited about your entourage of Jason Bateman, Zendaya, and Issa Rae.
I'm going to be so cool. I'm going to go look for him right now. That's a good one, though. I like both of those characters. All right, all right. So we have one more break, right? And then one last final brainbuster.
Well, no, these are all the... Oh, yes, we do have one more. We're going to get to that. This is my rookie performance. We're really going to get
better. No, you're killing
it. Thank you.
All right. Okay, quick break. We got one last question. So, do that.
All right.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
All right, this is it. Take Jerome, it away.
You're killing it. You're killing it, man.
I know. You are killing it, dude.
This should be a legit game on TV.
I love this game. Honestly, yeah. I love this game.
So this is just a personal question at this point. we're away from sports. Aren't
they all? Yes. Okay, fair enough.
This is completely just about TV right now.
Okay.
Would you rather be limited to one streaming service for the rest of your life or allowed to watch exactly one show per streaming service?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, you're really going to have to go through rosters at this point. You don't spring this question on people, but this is what we do on the show.
Should I go? Wait, this is too serious. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to go one show per streaming. And I feel like I should adopt that in my life. Like, I have so much, you know,
you're
stuff
right.
I got to do in life. So
this
if I could live myself to one show.
We're actually asking you to slow down with watching.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's right.
Yeah, I'm skipping therapy this week because of this question. Thank you. But one show per streaming. The thing is... Here's the one caveat. I got to have passwords from all my friends. I'm not paying for each of those streaming services. So
fair.
You're still cheating?
No, but in this scenario.
Okay.
Right, because there's so many. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, one day I'm going to be a responsible adult and do the math and figure out what I'm paying now a month versus what I was paying when I had just regular cable. There's no way I'm saving money anymore because every streaming service that comes out, I'm like, well, I did want to watch that. Oh, I'll try it. Or you'll do like 1 month free and then totally forget to ever cancel it. And you're like, oh, I've had this for 27 years. I'm with CJ on this one. There are way, way too many shows that I watch at this point religiously. There's no way I narrow it down to just one service. Because to be honest with you, I don't even know which service I could narrow it down to if I wanted.
Well,
they are literally spread out.
Point.
Yeah,
what is your one streaming service if you actually had to do?
It changes. It changes because of the type of shows that come out.
Hulu's got a lot going on right now, but obviously, you know, Netflix is the OG, but Amazon Prime's got a lot of original content. Apple TV's got it's all original content. Paramount, Peacock, it's all killing it. So if I had to, I'd go Netflix, I think. If I had to.
What are the shows making you go Netflix, though?
That's the thing is like, I don't often, I mean, Stranger Things obviously is one of the ones, but I don't oftentimes go into Netflix with a specific, I end up finding things on Netflix that they'll sort of suggest. And then I'm like, oh, well, that was great. Or that documentary was great. Or it's very rare that I go in there other than the big, big shows that come out. But we're like, if you had to pick, which one would you pick?
Yeah, no, it's between probably Netflix and recently Apple TV. You know, it's like with Severance and Ted Lasso and Detroiters just being on there. Like, I revisit Detroiters so much. If you guys haven't watched that yet, but Netflix is I've cracked back into Stranger Things. And then the fact that The Last Dance is on there too. I know it's not in the categories of the Emmys, but like that is as a sports.
No, it's
person,
there.
I'm just if I'm bored, even in the background, throwing on The Last Dance.
There you go.
And I'll be honest with you, I know I'm 46 years old. I get it. But I watch all of those cute little like teeny bop, like Summer I Turned Pretty or all those little rom-coms. I watch all of that
to
crap.
To All the Boys I Love, yeah.
To All the Boys I Love. Boo Bitch. I just watch Boo Bitch. So I totally watch all of it. So I would probably have to pick Netflix, but I don't want to live in a world, Jerome, where you would force me to pick either of those, all right? That's not the America I want to live in.
Unless any one of these streaming services wishes to sponsor us, we will not hold any allegiances.
Yeah, if you want to give us millions of dollars each, then sure, I could probably narrow it down to one. But until then, no.
Tune into What Did I Miss on HBO Max.
Exactly. HBO Max is another one.
Right.
That's where you get the euphoria. Yeah, it's too much. It's too much. God, this was fun. We should do these all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I love this. And Jerome, you kind of crushed it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank you.
We should do it.
All required was shutting down all sports.
We really should. We should have everyone on it. CJ, you've been amazing. I know you've got a young baby back there that you're grooming into being the worst NBA fan of all time.
He's
going to
love
that.
Theater that. He's going to hate sports. I'm forcing it too much.
I hope so. And then one day when I can get his ear, I will correct all of this brainwashing that you're doing right now.
Send us for his jersey then.
I know. And we have, you know what? I will. I'm going to find a onesie. If I buy a baby onesie, I'm going to be like, oh my God. I'll get you a Timmy D one will be a good one.
Okay,
probably.
Perfect.
Or a Frank Borkowski. Obviously it's one or the other. There's no in between. You guys, you know the drill. You can send us your text, your thoughts, your dreams, your secrets. 631-397-0403. This has been fun. Jerome, well done,
Killed
sir.
Killed it.
Yeah. We'll see you guys on the next one.
Peace.
That's my new out, by the way.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.